Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Have you guys ever ordered alcohol to go? I mean, I've ordered a sandwich to go. If I'm going on a plane and I'm with the kids and it's a long flight and there's no food on the plane, I'll run to one of the airport, we have a Burger King. So I'll go to Burger King, I'll buy a few burgers, and then I'll bring it on the flight so I have something for the boys. Not that that's the healthiest thing, it's just they really don't like it when I make sandwiches and they get all soggy in my suitcase or in my bag. So I'll get some burgers. But I've never ordered alcohol to go. I didn't think you could get alcohol to go. But with this COVID pandemic, things changed. In fact, in New York, I think they were some of the first of the bars and businesses to do alcohol to go. They weren't allowed to be open for indoor dining. They were only allowed to serve food to go during some parts, I believe, in New York City during some months of the pandemic. So they made a glass of alcohol available for you to purchase and then leave. Take your COVID and go. And apparently some companies were able to make money. I don't know if you remember the Cuomo chips. Apparently you weren't allowed in New York to serve alcohol unless it was food. There were food. There was food that people could order, like as a restaurant. So as opposed to being a bar, it had to be like a more of a restaurant style. So one bar made something called Cuomo chips for $1. They were just these cheap potato chips with some salt on them. People actually liked the taste, and they called them Cuomo chips. So people could have a drink and only have to spend $1 for the chips, so it was legal. I got to tell you, the ingenuity of these restaurants. Well, apparently the Biden administration wants airport police or wants airport bars to police drink sales and to ban alcohol to go. Why? Because apparently there's just too many unruly passengers. The U.S. has seen a rise in passengers causing disturbances on flights, which is a whole interesting topic as to why in the last couple years we have had people just go crazy on the plane. We spoke about how a Frontier Airlines passenger was accused of groping two flight attendants and punching a third on Saturday. FAA Administrator Steve Dixon said our investigations show that alcohol often contributes to this unsafe behavior. He said airport concessions are giving passengers to-go drinks, even though they are prohibited on flights. So, again, look, these places are just trying to make some money. So, now the Biden administration wants to crack down on that. So, he asked airports to work with their concessionaires to help avoid this. There has been a huge jump in passengers causing disturbances on planes, many of them, again, related to the masks. I mean, we knew this would happen. Maxwell Berry was the 22-year-old that had to get duct taped to a seat while he was on a Frontier flight to Florida. He said his parents were worth $2 million. Apparently, he pretended he could do whatever he wanted, and he grabbed an attendant's breasts when, I don't know, just all sorts of horrible stuff. And then he shouted, help me, was wriggling free from the duct tape. He had duct tape around his mouth. The plane came to a land, and FAA had Dixon and definitely extended a zero-tolerance policy for unruly air passengers imposed in January. He said, we are taking the strongest possible action within our legal authority, but we need your help. Every week we see situations in which law enforcement was asked to meet an aircraft at the gate following an unruly passenger incident. In some cases, flight attendants have been reportedly physically assaulted. Nevertheless, many of these passengers were interviewed by local police and released without criminal charges of any kind. Even though FAA regulations specifically prohibit the consumption of alcohol aboard an aircraft that is not served by the airline, we have received reports that some airport concessionaires have offered alcohol to go. Passengers believe they could carry that alcohol onto their flights, or they become inebriated during the boarding process. So what he's saying is people are downing the alcohol as quickly as they can because they can't have alcohol on the flight. This whole, I don't even like flying anymore. I mean, look, I support, you know, our public health officials. If they want to send a mask, I'll wear the mask. You know, but it's really hard to breathe on an airplane with a mask for me. I really notice the air pressure, the air difference. It's uncomfortable. And you're spending a whole slew of money. It's really expensive. And you're not getting food. You know, we had extra credit on for plane tickets, and with the extra credit, we decided to upgrade it because if you don't use it or lose it. And we were on planes where we weren't even given food first class. That I, you know, and I mean, you know, mind you, it was use it or lose it, so I would have been in coach without food either. But really, if I had spent that, well, in a way, you did spend the money because it was credits, you know, from a previous flight that got canceled. But I mean, that it's just not worth the money. It's not worth the time. Coach, every time I'm in coach, my arms and legs go numb because you're just in a very uncomfortable position for so long. It's not the flight attendant's fault. They're being told by the government and by their bosses that this is what they have to do. They also have to get vaccinated. They also have to wear the masks. Apparently, through August 1st, FAA has received 3,700 reports of unruly passengers this year, including 2,729 involving passengers not wearing masks. The FAA has initiated 628 investigations, more than three times the number last year. And they think alcohol contributes to it. So I'm just noticing that people are ticked. They're fed up. They're frustrated. When you pull away their ability to work and have a successful career, when you force them to cover up their mouth to breathe, what happens if you touch a dog's face? They get antsy. One of the reasons why we don't have things on our face is because of some of the psychological impact. And you just wonder if that could be doing it too. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
This report is sponsored by IBM. You may know that Michael J. Fox has Parkinson's disease, but did you know that this condition affects more than an estimated 6 million people globally? In 2000, Fox launched the Michael J. Fox Foundation for Parkinson's Research, and over the past few years, the foundation has been working with IBM researchers to accelerate the discovery of critical information about Parkinson's disease. And now, this collaboration has reached a significant milestone. IBM Director AI for Healthcare Jianying Hu explains.
In our latest work, we demonstrate a new AI model that identifies typical symptom patterns of Parkinson's disease. The model also characterizes the progression of these symptoms in timing and severity. Hopefully, by using machine learning, clinicians and researchers could have a new tool to better assess and predict the varying progression of symptoms in Parkinson's patients. They can then better manage and treat the disease, as well as identify the best candidates for more targeted and more effective clinical trials.
For more, visit IBM.com/research.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? going through a divorce. Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so one of our listeners wants to stay anonymous and is asking how he could get a vaccine waiver. He works in California. Okay, so there's, all right. COVID exceptions, the vaccine waivers, are very far and few between. There also is not, it's not going to be something that's very easy for people to get. So to recap what's going on in California they came up with yesterday that all workers in healthcare facilities, so not only healthcare workers, but that do direct patient care, but also administrators, staff, custodians, repair people, all of them, I believe, are going to be required. And California is implementing its, quote, first in the nation requirement that healthcare workers statewide be vaccinated against COVID-19. No talk about flu vaccine, no talk about, you know, shingles, all the other stuff. Not that you really can't spread shingles, but right now it's all about COVID, and that's what they're concentrating on. So that's, yeah, even though there's so many other diseases you could give a patient, but all right. So they say the state is currently experiencing its fastest increase in coronavirus cases since the onset of the pandemic, with case rates increasing ninefold in the past 2 months. I'd like to know if any of those are also vaccinated individuals. So there's a new order from the California Department of Public Health. They want to protect the state's vulnerable populations and keep healthcare facilities operating steadily across the state. According to NPR, under the order, which was announced Thursday and took into effect, by the way, the same day, paid and unpaid workers in healthcare facilities have until September 30th to be fully vaccinated. Who's an unpaid? Oh, I see. Unpaid worker might be like like a volunteer. The order applies to those who provide services or work in hospitals, nursing facilities, psychiatric hospitals, clinics, and doctor's offices. It includes dialysis centers, residential substance use treatment centers, and at least half a dozen other facilities. Now, Oregon Governor Kate Brown announced this week that she plans to implement a similar measure. Brown announced Wednesday she's directed the Oregon Health Authority to create new rules designed to apply pressure on healthcare workers. They can either get vaccinated by September 30th or face frequent tests for the virus. In California, 63% of residents 12 years or older have been fully vaccinated. Another 10% have had at least one dose. So they're still not at herd immunity, but I think it's still better than what we all predicted. But the rapid rise of the Delta variant is troubling state health officials. So they say increasing numbers of healthcare workers are among the new positive cases, despite vaccinations being prioritized for this group when vaccines initially became available. They said recent outbreaks in healthcare settings have frequently been traced to unvaccinated staff members. Okay. I believe that more of the people in the hospitals are unvaccinated. But I think we have many vaccinated individuals out there that are spreading the virus. So I don't understand how this mandate can hold water if vaccinated individuals can spread the virus as well. I mean, I get that you don't want to just not staff anybody and have everybody home because of the virus, but it just seems a little, we've even been told that vaccinated individuals could carry as much viral load as unvaccinated asymptomatic people. So, you know, how much, what are you protecting? Are these rises in variant cases also in vaccinated populations? So what about the exemptions? Well, facilities requiring vaccinations will have to verify the status of their staff and have a plan for monitoring who has and who has not gotten the vaccine. Proof of vaccine, like they have enough work to do, honestly, than to start now chasing around who's due for their next shot at the 3 week versus the 4 week mark. Anyway, proof of vaccination can come in the form of a COVID-19 vaccine record card, healthcare documents or digital records accessible by a QR code, or from documentation from another employer requiring vaccination. If a person cannot prove they've gotten a full dose, facilities will have to assume they're unvaccinated. There are, however, two exceptions: religious beliefs or a qualified medical condition. Staff who refuse to get the vaccine based on either will be excused. Those pursuing the medical exemption do not need to disclose their condition, but do need to provide a written statement by a medical professional attesting to their inability to receive the vaccine and for how long. Unvaccinated workers will have to be tested for COVID-19 as often as twice a week and must wear a respirator or surgical mask at all times while at work. So Governor Newsom announced the order over Twitter on Thursday. Some people cheered the news, and under are wondering what happens if staff walks out. So it's definitely been concerning. At a Houston hospital, more than 150 employees quit or were fired from their jobs. We already have a healthcare worker crisis. Kaiser Family Foundation study found that 3 in 10 medical professionals are considering leaving their jobs because of pandemic burnout. So if, let's say, one of them got one shot, they didn't like the way they felt, they're not really feeling it to get the next shot, they might say, you know what, fire me. Let me get some unemployment and get, you know, some very long overdue earned rest or early retirement. I can't tell you how many doctors I heard are retiring. I'm like, you're 40. How do you have the money? Oh, I'm just retiring from medicine. I'll still do business and all that. I'm like, really, people? But then again, I mean, I closed my practice in my 40s. Obamacare kind of helped cause that one because everybody ended up having high deductibles and they couldn't pay, and insurance wasn't paying. You could only mortgage your house so many times to pay your staff. So it just wasn't working. So I left medicine. I left medicine. So then what are these medical exemptions? How do you get a medical exemption? Well, that's tricky. I don't think they're that easy. There is nothing written that a very particular medical condition, right, is going to preclude you, because the CDC has very painstakingly gone through underlying medical conditions and different, you know, medical conditions, weakened immune systems, etc. And they, you know, they, like, for example, CDC says here, for those who have weakened immune systems like HIV, they might be at increased risk for severe COVID-19. If you have a condition or are taking medications that weaken your immune system, you may not be fully protected if you are vaccinated. Talk to your healthcare provider. Even after vaccination, you might need to continue taking all precautions. So people who have weakened immune systems aren't necessarily told to not get the vaccine. They say people with autoimmune conditions can receive the COVID-19 vaccine. People who previously have had Guillain-Barré syndrome can receive a COVID-19 vaccine. Even though Guillain-Barré syndrome can happen with vaccines, because it can happen with a COVID virus, CDC is saying, look, you can still get the vaccine. You're probably at more risk with the virus. Bell's palsy. If you ever had Bell's palsy before, they say, oh, you can still get the COVID-19 vaccine. They say vaccine manufacturers report information from clinical trials, and they people with underlying conditions that were included in the COVID-19 clinical trials, that information will be there, so you could see if, you know, somebody with your condition still got the vaccine. But I do not see on the CDC website a particular medical illness, with the exception of full-blown anaphylaxis, to a previous COVID vaccine preventing somebody from getting it. So the medical exemption might be, and I am hearing that some people who are pregnant, even though it is recommended in the OB community, it is recommended in the OB community to get the vaccine because we don't want you getting COVID and possibly losing the baby or your life. I am hearing that some doctors are giving some exemptions for pregnant people who have had, you know, very high-risk pregnancies before, and they're worried, and they're, you know, although, like I said, with COVID, that's risky too. But so honestly, I can't tell you what can medically qualify you. Now, my guess is some of these doctors, patients are saying, I will sue you. I will take this whole place down. If you give me a vaccine and anything happens to me or my loved ones or whatever, they're like, fine, you know what? I'll say you don't want to take it. We'll do a medical excuse. Fine, here. I don't know. But from what I'm hearing, they're very hard to get. And I think somebody got arrested for giving them out falsely, I think, or making false vaccine cards. That's it. Yeah, not medical exemptions, but false vaccine cards. So be careful. 1-877-DOC-TELLY.
Now with orders to stay at home. Public health concerns. The reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The U.S. economy added 943,000 jobs in July, and the jobless rate fell to 5.4% last month. President Biden touting the economy, saying his economic policies are working. The president also striking an optimistic tone regarding the roughly $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill.
It's a bill that would end years of gridlock in Washington and create millions of good-paying jobs and put America on a new path to win the race for the economy in the 21st century.
The annual Sturgis Motorcycle Rally kicks off today in Sturgis, South Dakota. Crowds are expected to be in the 700,000 range by some estimates. The city will be handing out COVID-19 self-test kits at the event to help slow the spread of the virus. USA Radio News. A Republican senator is not a fan of a no-fly list.
Rand Paul slammed a column posted by The Atlantic and written by Juliet Kayyem, a former Assistant Secretary for Homeland Security under President Barack Obama. In the column, she states a no-fly list for unvaccinated adults is an obvious step that the federal government should take. On Thursday's Fox and Friends, Paul called the column obscene.
So it makes no sense. It's complete collectivism. And all of these people are the same people who hooted and hollered and said, Trump is leading us to authoritarianism. What could be more authoritarian than a no-fly list for people who disagree with you?
From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
Embattled New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is getting support from across the aisle. Former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani tweeting, Cuomo may be guilty, but we used to have trials before convictions. USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So this Northern California wildfire is now the third largest in state history. It has burned for weeks, mostly in remote wildland areas with a few people, before it roared through the little mountain community of Greenville. It was driven by shifting winds, bone-dry vegetation, and sadly, it just decimated this town. Eva Gorman called the home town home for 17 years. She said it was love at first sight. When she and her husband first bought the house, they raised their son. She said, we walked up the front of the house and said, oh, wow, this is it. She said, a place where your grandmother's dining room chairs and her aunt's bed from Italy fit just right. She said, you know when you run across something that fits like an old shoe or glove. Now, sadly, the town is ashes. Hot, dry, gusty weather drove the fire. Leave this the Dixie Fire. Through this gold rush area, Sierra Nevada community of about 1,000. The blaze incinerated much of the downtown. It included wooden buildings that were more than a century old. Now, the winds were expected to calm and change direction heading to the weekend, but sadly, her home already burned down. These are just some of the stories we're hearing, you know, that it's just so frightening that you could have a beautiful home, you're doing everything you're supposed to, and the Dixie Fire just turns old California towns or just places into just a wasteland. And so Dixie Fire is, I believe, now the biggest fire going on right now in the country. There's wildfire burning in Nevada and Placer counties. It's called the River Fire. That broke out along Milk Ranch Road and Bear River Campground Road north of Applegate. It has burned 2,600 acres. No change from the previous night's update from Cal Fire. Containment has grown to about 30%. Portions of Nevada and Placer counties continue to remain in effect as a result of the River Fire. So between Dixie Fire, River Fire, there's sadly too many fires going on right now. Any help you want to give to the Red Cross, to your local fire departments, I'm sure many of the charities such as Salvation Army, Red Cross, United Way could definitely use funds. A lot of these places have a tough time dealing with collections of canned goods, making sure the food is safe, making sure the clothes are clean. So many of them might just need funds, you know, there's ways to text donations, but it's just unfortunate, just absolutely unfortunate. Fact, there's even fires in Greece and Turkey. We're being told that thousands have had to flee fires there. Some were even rescued by sea. According to AP News, thousands of people flood wildfires burning out of control in Greece and Turkey. They say here, this includes a major blaze just north of the Greek capital of Athens. It's already claimed one life. Protected heat wave left forest tinder dry, flames threatened populated areas and electricity installations. Turkey's wildfires have been described as the worst in decades, swept through swaths of the southern coast for the past 10 days, killing 8 people. So currently there are 56 active wildfires in Greece. Multiple evacuation orders were issued for dozens of villages on the mainland and nearby island of Evia, as well as outlying settlements on the fringes of Athens, where fire burned forests and houses heading for Lake Marathon. That's where the capital's main water reservoir is. So, you know, this is just something that sadly is consuming many places. You know, it's interesting. I always kind of imagined Greece to be like Italy, you know, with all the trees and the, and but, you know, Greece is actually a lot more dry, maybe just because of its southern location. Can't wait to see Greece. But it's not like they are full of vegetation, wet vegetation like the Amazon rainforest. So it's not, I know some people talk Greece, but it's you know, by the water. It's Greece. Greek and European officials are blaming climate change for multiple fires burning through southern Europe. Fires are burning from southern Italy to the Balkans, to Greece and to Turkey. So the fact that people have had to kind of flee to the water is just, it's just something that is frightening. Just apparently in 2018, more than 100 people died when a fast-moving forest fire engulfed a seaside settlement east of Athens. So do we have any positive news? Well, did you guys see Jurassic Park? I love the Jurassic Park movies. I thought they were awesome. Well, apparently in Indonesia, they want to have their kind of form of Jurassic Park. But since we don't have dinosaurs that are alive, they're going to build a resort for tourists to see Komodo dragons. Now, UNESCO, UNESCO, the United Nations Educational, Scientific, Cultural Organization, doesn't like it. They say it's going to have a negative impact on the environment. And I also wonder if PETA is not going to like that also, because animals are kind of being marketed and monetized. But Indonesia is moving forward with the construction of its $4.8 million resort dubbed Jurassic Park. So I think they're going to call it Jurassic Park. Or maybe that's just a nickname for now. The project, located on Rinca Island, wants to cater to visitors of the Komodo National Park, where visitors can walk among Komodo dragons in the wild. Oh, good. So they still can stay in the wild. Work on a series of tourism projects in Indonesia Komodo National Park, a UNESCO World Heritage Site, began last year. But it sparked concerns about threats to the local economy and the fragile habitat of the park's namesake, the Komodo dragon. I don't know how resilient the Komodo dragon is, but I do get that whenever you do have animals kind of doing their own thing, you do kind of worry what happens when humans start to, you know, want to do selfies and touch them and things like that. Although I don't think I would touch them. That's dangerous. So last month, UNESCO told a World Heritage Committee conference that the project requiring a new environmental impact assessment over illegal fishing concerns and the potential risk to the Komodo dragon's natural habitat. So, a senior official at their environmental ministry said the project will proceed. It's been proven to have no impact. So they're going back and forth with that. But I just find that very interesting. People want to be around animals they don't usually get to be around. Indonesia is home to about 3,100 Komodo dragons. And the unique lizards, they can grow up to 10 feet long. They have a yellow forked tongue. They can weigh up to 200 pounds. They prey on much larger animals like water buffalo. They have venomous bites. They use their trunk-like necks, according to Daily Mail, to slash at their prey until they fall weak. And then, once they fall, they go for the jugular. Apparently, 2,000 Komodos live on the islands of Komodo, Flores, and Gili Monte. So, I'm kind of intrigued. I don't think I would go. I've seen Jurassic Park. I know how it ends. It's very scary. See, what scared me about Jurassic Park was going into the toilet. Remember the lawyer ran into the toilet and he still got eaten? He didn't have to go potty. But, I mean, you know, he ran and tried to hide in a stall. And I'm like, no, that's not a good move. That's not a good move. And then the T-Rex found him. I don't know if a Komodo dragon would do that. But I just think that whenever humans play with nature, we get bit. But on the flip side, I haven't opposed, you know, like aquariums and zoos, because I love, you know, kids having access to animals that they only read about in books. And as a kid, I gained a huge appreciation for animals when I got to see them. You know, you hear about a kangaroo, you know, you see cartoons. When you actually see a kangaroo, they're so real. There's, you know, all you want to do is save the kangaroos. So I'm kind of torn, because I know we don't want to hold animals in captivity. But on the flip side, it's just the appreciation people get. I think it does inspire more people to want to be, you know, pro-animal, so to speak. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared. and now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So how many of you are noticing that your memory is not that sharp? I do. I have the best memory. I could remember telephone numbers, birthdays. I probably could even remember social security numbers. And now I'm like, what? You told me what? What? Really? What? It's like night and day. And I grappling maybe being perimenopausal. Maybe going into menopause might have changed that up a little bit. We've blamed age. We've blamed, I don't know, maybe having too much sugar in our diet. We've blamed maybe lack of sleep. Some of us, when we get sleep deprived, our memory's off. We blame COVID. Maybe some of us got COVID, and it's given us this brain fog. Maybe it's that I'm just not that interested in what you're saying, so I don't really commit it to memory. But there's a whole slew of reasons why we start to get this kind of, you know, memory lapse. What do we call them? Brain farts? Things like that. But the one thing that we might not be taking note of is we might be losing our memory because of our cell phones. Now, it's not that I think our cell phone is radiating our brain, which that should be a theory looked at. I mean, you know, we do have radiation and Wi-Fi and all the other stupid stuff that I have absolutely no understanding of, comprehension of how it all works, but it works. But because we take so many pictures and videos, and we use our phones even for calculations, that we're using our brain less. It's funny, there's a meme that I saw on social media where Martians, I guess, have landed on a spaceship. They're coming onto this grass. They have guns, and they look to each other, and all these people surrounding the area are on their cell phones. And the two Martians tell each other, "See, I told you nobody would notice us." So we're just so dependent on our phones that that's all we're looking at. But we're missing putting things to memory. And we've kind of spoken about this for years when, you know, I told you I would watch my kid, you know, on a school play, and I was so busy trying to record it that I forgot to watch. And then I have the recording of it, but it's not the same. Well, that's what's happening. We've known that a memory earned is a memory learned. You need to earn that memory. Cognitive psychologist at the University of California, Irvine, Dr. Elizabeth Loftus, agrees. She suggests taking too many pictures could harm one's ability to retain memories. This was reported in NPR. Dr. Loftus states we either offload the responsibility of remembering moments when we take pictures of them, or we're so distracted by the process of taking a photo that we miss the moment altogether. How many times have I been at a concert where I'm trying to videotape somebody singing, and I'm like, why didn't I just sit back and take it in? And I always do that. I always remind myself, just, you know what, just watch. Just enjoy this. You know, okay, my kids will play sports. And you hear parents, did you get it? Did you get that on film? Did you get that? Did you get it? And we are so excited that the kick or the flip was caught on camera. And I have to admit, there is some value to catching something, you know, on film that could be used historically. It is amazing when you catch something like that. But too many people, unfortunately, are missing what's happening in real life. And not only from a psychological aspect we have to worry about it, but also from a biological aspect. You need to exercise that brain muscle. So if you are trying to, shall we say, remember things, if you haven't tried to put things to memory before, you're not going to. You know, one of the reasons why I had such good memory by the time I was in college is because in high school, I had to memorize everything. I had to memorize the multiplication tables. I had to memorize math formulas. I had to memorize physics formulas. I had to memorize chemistry formulas. And we had to memorize a periodic table. Now, the periodic table was smaller than it is now, but we had to have the whole periodic table memorized. When I told my kids that, their jaw dropped. We're talking the atomic number, weight, letter, position. Yeah. Ask me to do it now. I couldn't do it. So when you're in school and you are working that memory as much as you're doing, it's easier than to learn things. And people would look at me going, how do you remember all that? Because, you know, trying to go to medical school and learn everything you have to. But what happened with me, and I think what happens with a lot of us adults, is we overdo it. And I, having, my gosh, medical school, having to learn everything I had to learn and pass all those boards, I started to abuse my memory. And by abusing it, is there was so much material I had to learn, I couldn't capture it, absorb it, savor the moment. I had to just, I had to make little stories. Remember I talked to you about camel, right? CML, chronic myelogenous leukemia, and I drew a camel, and the camel was on his way to Philadelphia, and he had some plates on his back, because I guess what distinguished camel from others is the Philadelphia chromosome and platelets, and anyway. So I remember that, but I couldn't do that for everything. But I tried to, whatever I could, do mnemonics, make whatever to just be able to load up all that information, such that when I got out of medical school and I passed my all my boards and I didn't have to research for 7 years, I'm like, I'm done. I'm going to have babies. And then when you have babies, you do lose some of your brain cells, I think. I just got very brain foggy with both pregnancies. Maybe because I was so overloaded with hormones, I don't know. Maybe it's because I wasn't studying that the brain had a rebound. Said, wait a second, you haven't read a medical book now in months. I don't know. But I felt more brain foggy when I was pregnant. No, it wasn't COVID. That was years ago. And who knows? Who knows? Maybe. But you know, so if you don't use it, you lose it. And so I have a lot of patients that call in freaking out about them not being able to remember things. And they say, don't tell me to do a crossword puzzle, doctor. Well, actually, yeah, do a crossword puzzle. So the we've watched studies, and the studies have found that those people that are active, that are doing crossword puzzles, that are exercising, that are reading books, that are learning a second language or actively speaking two languages, they do better mentally. I mean, there has been studies, I think it was a study in Korea, showing bilateral people had less chance of had lower rates of dementia. Now, maybe it's because bilateral people might have, or bilingual, I'm sorry, bilateral, bilingual individuals. You see the fog? Maybe bilingual individuals come from different cultures than America, whereas America is the fast food culture. Maybe some of these other cultures are very supportive of, you know, vegetables and, you know, more healthier diets. I'm not officially bilingual. I still think in English, but I do have every now and then moments where I'll think in another language, and I'll try to force myself to do that more, to exercise my brain more. But your brain needs exercise. So not only do you have to physically exercise, but you need to do mental exercises. So a lot of us play Candy Crush. Candy Crush to me is not enough. You need to think where it almost hurts. And you guys know what I'm talking about. All right. 1-877-DOCDALI. 1-877-DOCDALI.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.